Hello?
Love Talk Radio.
Teresa?
Hey, we're about to go live.
Okay, great.
Hi there, and welcome to Gems of Wisdom with Teresa Marone. We have gemstones and crystals, chakras and shamans, experts to delight you with ahas and amens. The conscious collective is growing by caring. Join us and add your voice to the sharing.
All right. Well, hello there. This is right in the midst of the beautiful holiday season. It's Gems of Wisdom, and I'm Teresa Marone. And we have just had such an amazing week. The book, Living Without Limitations, 30 Mentors to Rock Your World, launched on December 12th. Our beautiful spiritual leader and compiler of this book is Anita Sucheski. And she has led the group into quite the ride this week. We've been in the international bestseller list, I think more than 10 times. I'm going to be speaking with three of my co-authors today, and I think that they might have some more information about that as well. But what our episode today is all about is, first of all, compilation books, where several, usually between 15 and 30, experts in a particular field all combine their talents to create a product, but also they combine their marketing efforts and their information and act as a resource not only to each other for marketing and promoting the book, but also to their network. So it's just an amazing experience. We're going to explore that fully today. And I have three of the authors with me today. If I have Shannon Staples on the line, I'd like for you to go first. Shannon, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, Teresa.
How are you today, Shannon?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I wanted to tell you that I've been to your website and seen how you put together your information, your links, your video, your author page on Amazon.com, and I wanted you to share just a little bit with our listeners today about your marketing strategy for the book, and then also a little bit about yourself.
Okay, sure. My marketing strategy basically was to put up a sales page on my own website after the launch day, of course, and invite people to buy first from Amazon to help us get the international bestseller status, which we have maintained on Amazon, I'm happy to say, for however many days it's been now. I just noted we're in the top 35 in three categories in Amazon.ca again today. Whoops, let me turn that off.
That's
and,
a good idea. That always happens.
I didn't realize that it was going to come on. We had a great launch, and I emailed everybody I know, and I posted a lot on Facebook and all my other social media, and asked people to share as much as possible. So that's just the fast and easy way of doing a little bit of promotion online.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, let me take it over now to Faith Dugan. Faith, do I have you on the line?
I'm on the line.
Excellent. Say hi to the listeners, Faith.
Hi. How is everybody? Glad to be here. Thank you, Lisa.
Excellent. Well, Shannon shared a few of her marketing strategies. So what I wanted to start with you, Faith, is your experience in working as a group during the first 24 hours of that exciting launch.
Well, the first 24 hours, and this is my second time doing this, so it's really exciting. I mean, the lead up right up until the day you launch is really exciting that you're going to have the book finally launch. You've been waiting for this for a few months, getting ready for it, and then ready, get set, go, and blast off, and then we're announcing to the world that it's finally been released, and it's really exciting. So it's an exciting process for 24 hours. But boy, after this launch, I was exhausted, I think, as many other co-authors. But it was very exciting and very rewarding. Not only that, but I just talked to somebody this morning, a client of mine that said she got the book, and she's so excited, and she's experienced a lot of things that have happened in the last year to her that were really hard, and she got the book because she wants to really improve her life. So I think that's the wonderful thing that I feel all of us co-authors want for our clients is to live a better life.
Absolutely. And on that note, Faith, we're going to get back with you and speak to you about being a second-time author. I think that's very interesting. But do I have Krista Von Willer on the line with us today?
I am here. Can you hear me okay?
I can, Krista. How are you?
I'm really great, Teresa. Thank you so much.
Well, Krista, you have a little different marketing style, I think, from the rest of us, and that's very interesting. We're going to talk about that with all three of the international best-selling authors today. But what I wanted to start with you, Krista, is to give our listeners an idea of what first interested you and drew you in to this project.
Yeah, it's been a really interesting journey for me over the last 3 to 4 years specifically. I've really essentially just come out of my own shell, and by enrolling in the school where I met Anita, and I knew she was going to be doing the project that Faith was also a part of. And what I found emerging for myself over those few years is that I was a writer was emerging, you know, and it wasn't until a girlfriend said to me, oh, you're a writer, and I'm like, oh, wow, you know, it's kind of one of those things that doesn't hit you right in the head, you know, right away. And once I was able to really solidify that for myself, I figured, why not? And I just continued to stretch myself and put myself out there, and here I am today with my other amazing co-authors, all of you, and it's just pretty surreal.
Well, I think that a lot of us have traveled down that journey of not being really sure. You know, we're all teachers in some way, shape, or form, I believe. Would everyone agree that you would hold that archetype of teacher within your psyche?
Yes.
Yes, I would, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I feel first and foremost that I've always been a teacher. And so as a teacher, I've always written curriculum and written support materials for classes. But as just like you, Krista, I never really thought of myself as a writer until maybe 5 or 6 years ago. And I thought, well, you know, I've written all my life, you know. So it's kind of an interesting thing. And just so everybody can kind of get comfortable, all of the guests can get comfortable, what I'm going to do is pose several questions now in a row, and we're going to all answer them. So if you, Shannon, do you mind being first up?
Sure.
Yeah, well, you just seem to be kind of a go-getter. I watched your video, and I thought, you know, this girl is really high energy, and isn't that the name of your company, High Vitality?
It is, yeah.
Well, yes. I mean, you strike me as being the real top of the scale of energy level, and Krista, I have to tell you, you seem kind of really chill to me. So,
I try.
I watched your video and I'm like, ooh, this is so surreal. But I'll share with the listeners that I am meeting all three of these beautiful ladies for the first time on the radio after being involved with them for the past couple of months online. So it's a different type of interaction, isn't it, ladies?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it would be so great to be able to meet everybody in person.
Well, I'm sure that that will happen. And Faith, I didn't mean to leave you out. You seem to me to be the no-nonsense. You know how things are supposed to be done. And if I have any questions, I'm going to ask you, Faith. You're the expert online today. So, well, I mean, this is just my impression of how you...
I think it helps because I kind of went through this once because I learned from a lot of the other people in the other group that had been through this. So I just learned a lot.
You know, I didn't really process that consciously until you said it on the show a few minutes ago that you are the expert on this particular show. You're the one that's done it twice. So we're going to explore all these themes for the listeners. If you're just joining us, this is Gems of Wisdom. I'm Teresa Marone, and I'm here with three international best-selling authors that are all part of the same compilation book, Living Without Limitations, 30 Mentors to Rock Your World, and that was compiled by Anita Sucheski. And that's available online at Amazon.com or Amazon.ca. where even within the last hour, this book has broken the top 50 most popular best-selling books on Amazon.Canada, right? So, Shannon, let's start with you. This book is, in three categories, has made the best-selling status. It's in self-help, it's in happiness, and it's in motivational and healing. So tell me, out of those three categories, where would you say that your chapter would be most appropriate? And give us just, you know, we're not giving content, but just give us a sense of what you were inspired to write about in this book.
Sure. I think that my chapter would probably best fit in self-help, or maybe motivational. and interestingly, my mission in my business is to bring happiness and joy to individuals. So I find that those three categories are just so perfect for me and for all of us, I'm sure. Anyway, my chapter is about transforming the energy of your subconscious programming. And I chose this because I think everybody struggles with this at some point. And I have had obviously personal experience with dealing with trauma and with challenging times in my life, just like everybody else. And those situations have brought me to learn quite a bit about energy healing, and so that's sort of the angle that I approach my chapter from.
Yes, I saw on your website some testimonials about how you had been able to heal some physical pain, some emotional traumas, and energy medicine as pertains to you, Shannon. I really was excited to speak to you about this. I practiced a modality called body talk energy medicine. What types of body of energy medicine do you specialize in?
I primarily use the emotion code and the body code, which was developed by Dr. Bradley Nelson. And I also use EFT, or emotional freedom technique, quite a bit as well. So, and there's many other little things that I've learned along the way that I'm incorporating, some stuff from the Sedona method and some stuff from Access Consciousness and things like that.
Don't you find one of the most fascinating things about energy medicine is that everybody starts down the road, but it's all unique to the practitioner?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's fascinating. It's hard to stop. It's really easy to get caught up in learning more and more.
Well, I know, because it's our passion, but I think it's the exact opposite. You know, it's the left brain and the right brain, because traditional medicine, everyone wants to hold to a single standard. You know, everyone conforms to a single standard of care, whereas in the holistic or the more right brain, everybody wants to be unique. Isn't that fascinating?
Yeah, I actually hadn't thought of it that way before, but you're absolutely right.
Well, you know, I have nothing better to do than sit around and think of things like that, Shannon.
You get to talk to a lot of people about it, too. I'm sure it sparks a lot of great ideas.
Well, I hope so. In fact, you know, I think that that would be a really good thing for everyone to take a take on, or to give their particular take on. But you and Hazel Moore, who's one of the other co-authors in this project, are definitely on kind of the same page. Now, my chapter is on chakra balance, and yours is on.
So you're on the same page too.
Exactly, and your subconscious programming. And Hazel is subconscious trauma, usually from childhood, and she's very good at removing those deeply buried scars. So all three of us have three different ways to approach the same ideas in this book.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to move now to Faith. I'll give you just a second, Faith, to kind of gather your thoughts. What we want is where you fit in the self-help, motivational, happiness, you know, in the different keywords, and also what the essence of your chapter is about.
Well, my chapter is called Money Mastery is Your Key to Prosperity, and I think all the chapters complement each other quite a bit, and of course, in all three categories, they hit on in some way. As far as money, not that money creates happiness, but a lot of times we need money when things aren't going right. Sometimes there's not money in our world. So when there is money available to us and we realize that abundance is there for us, it does create a lot more happiness in our lives. And in a way, it is self-help because there are some strategies that you can take to create the abundance that you desire. Mine is more specific to money in the chapter in the book, but of course, like all the chapters complement each other, and all the different strategies all help the greater good of each person that we're trying to help in their lives. The motivation, of course, healing wounds and things like that, definitely. As far as money, what I do is I just kind of give some strategies to help people become more prosperous in their life, just some key strategies. The interesting thing is that the chapters have to be a little bit shorter, so each person. But the greatest thing about those short chapters, though, is that you whittle it down to put your best stuff in that little bit. So, and it's easier for the reader to really comprehend it because it's in a shorter amount of space. You're not reading like tons of pages, and sometimes your learning curve can't take it all in. So you just have this little bites of information that you can really take in, and then you read each chapter. You can go back and read another chapter or everything. And so that's the cool thing about it, is you can utilize these strategies to really better your life. And if people are struggling with money, that's what my chapter is about, to help them get back on the path of prosperity, because it seems like it's a lot of problems in the world that a lot of people have. It's trying to get on that path and feeling, especially with all the crashes that we've had lately and economic problems in the world, that everybody's kind of going down that downward spiral. Go ahead.
Oh, great. Yes, Faith, that's very well put. But I wanted to remind the listeners that each chapter, like Faith was discussing, is 1,500 words, which is, you know, about 10 pages. But each of the mentors that are part of this anthology are able to be reached on their own website. The information to reach them is in many places. First of all, it's on the website, livingwithoutlimitations-30mentorstorockyourworld.com. If you go to this website, you'll be able to click on their individual videos. You'll be able to see their extended biography, and the links to contact each one of these brilliant people is just right there as a resource for you. And many of us, on the next round, I want Shannon and Faith both to say if you have something like that going. But on my website, I have several free resources, free gifts, free training, things that you can look at to get a sample of the work. And I think that that's very important as part of the anthology, is that we have a group situation where we're all coming together and bringing all of this information into one resource, a website that was created by Anita Sucheski, so that everyone who buys the book, who reads the book, can actually find out more about all of us in one location. So let's go to Krista. And Krista, I'll ask you the same question. Where do you fit in the self-help, happiness, motivational, healing modalities? And what is the essence of your chapter?
Yeah, as the other ladies mentioned, I know we each, you know, hit on those categories in some way within all of our chapters, but I would say mine mostly hits with happiness. And one of the things that became clear for me in my own process and working with clients is the ability to choose that state of being happy and really making it more of a conscious choice. And so the essence of my chapter really called out to employees that are, in my vision and in my experience, being a human resources professional for over a decade, you know, we're in this corporate setting and we sit in these cubicles or these offices and we have the corporate politics kind of looming over our heads. And how do we, you know, maintain a state of being positive and uplifted and feeling, you know, joy, essentially, when we're spending 8+ hours a day, you know, 40+ hours a week, you know, dedicating our lives to someone else's cause. And I just found it to be very common where you're dedicating your life to someone else's cause that doesn't come anywhere near to your own passion. So it's been very interesting for me to come in contact with employees in my human resources capacity where I am there to help them, and that's what I love about human resources. But to go beyond it, you know, when I have employees that I interact with for a business reason, and then next thing I know, they're in tears because they're telling me about these really terrible things that are happening in their lives, and that's where kind of the buck stops there. You know, I don't get to then take them aside and say, you know, let's really talk about this, and, you know, what are the ways in which you can shift this around for yourself, you know. So it's so great to then be able to extend myself into a capacity as a life coach and as someone that can really then take it beyond, you know, just that business aspect to really assist those individuals with whatever it is that they're dealing with.
Yes, I think that's one of the main differences in this new generation. I believe they're called the millennials. And that is, you know, in the baby boomers or even the Gen X's, we all expected to get a job and to pretty much try to keep it all of our lives. And now the millennials are expecting to be a contract worker that work when they want to for the amount of pay that they want to make. And the things that you're describing, Krista, which I find fascinating for another reason as well. I hope I can hold that thought in my mind. But what I find fascinating is that so many of these self-help books go from the point of view of the entrepreneur as opposed from the point of view of the employee. And being a good employee is becoming a lost art, don't you think?
Yeah, it's so gray. You know, it's
gray.
Not gray as far as, you know, black and white, but it's just so, it's almost, you're numb. You know, it's, you get up, you go to that job, you rush to get there. So many times the employees are almost running from their car to the building just to clock in on time, you know, and it's all of this self-imposed stress. And as you speak in your chapter, Teresa, one of the main things that really stands out for me is how stress is a large cause of disease, you know, and I'm surrounded by people that are dealing with diabetes and the high blood pressure and really asking myself that question, you know, why are we doing this to ourselves? You know, why are we cowering when the executive director walks by? You know, why do we feel that heaviness when, you know, we're watching the clock, you know, we're waiting for lunch and then we're watching the clock and we can't wait to get out of there. And there's just a lot of times when I'm, you know, working with these clients, there's just no fulfillment. So I really enjoy being able to, you know, speak with people to expand their vision of what can be enjoyed while in the workplace, you know, whether it's sprucing up their workstation, if they're allowed to, hopefully. I've definitely experienced that, where it's such a stale environment, they can't even personalize their specific area, but it's just, you know, what are you bringing to work with you so that you're not making yourself sick?
Yes, your inner life. Well, mm-hmm. Krista, I love that, and I have just really, I wanted to share with the listeners, if you're just joining us, this is Gems of Wisdom Radio, and I'm Teresa Marone, and I'm speaking with three international best-selling authors from the book anthology Living Without Limitations, 30 Mentors to Rock Your World, and they're all sharing with me things about their chapter, their inspiration, their motivation to being a part of this project. And it's it always works out this way for me with radio show. I've been doing this radio show now for 3 years, and I think I sent out a general post, who would like to be guest on the radio show, maybe a couple of months ago, way before, you know, we got so involved with the book launch. And you are the three ladies that had time and the opportunity to be on today. And doesn't it seem like the perfect mix? I mean, it's just an amazing, it's a perfect mix. So when you get through with Krista's chapter about being an employee, then you can go to Faith's chapter about being more prosperous. And when you finish that, we're going to get right back to Shannon. And Shannon, I have a question just out of the blue for you. Are you ready for it?
I'll give it my best shot.
Okay, this is a completely different spin out of left field. All right, so you are an energy worker, but you're also a mentor and a coach, right? Wouldn't you call yourself?
Yes.
I mean, people come in with a symptom, but what they all, this is my experience, and I'm wondering if you have the same experience. People all come in for one thing, but it always stems from something else. And usually 10 to 15 minutes into a session, we're not talking about the symptom anymore. Does that happen to you?
Yeah, absolutely. Most people, yeah, if they're signing up just for energy healing, coaching still ends up happening.
Exactly. it usually has to do with frustration or a lack of fulfillment, like Krista was talking about, in one of two areas. It's either love or money, right?
Relationships, I guess, would be more generalized than love, but I see where you're going with that. For sure, I totally agree.
Well, now, this is where we get into the crux of the matter here, Shannon, you and I. A lot of people that come in to me want me to advise them on should they quit the job like Krista was describing because of the stress and the lack of fulfillment and take a leap of faith into an entrepreneurial opportunity, something that they really believe in and they're passionate about. And they want me to say, yeah, do it, or no, don't do it. And mm-hmm. I find that to be, you know, a really loaded question. And I actually have founded a program based on that. You know, is your idea the kind of thing? Because I've found that most people that really love doing something, you tell me if you have the same opinion, but just because you love to eat, you don't open a restaurant, right? Because then it's work. It's work, you know. Now we're working.
Yeah.
So tell me, what is your take on all of the listeners out there that have a great idea, and should they try to make it into a business?
Oh, boy. That is a loaded question. I think everybody's different. That's really hard to, you know, you can't give somebody an answer to that. Really, that requires to coach the person through making that decision for themselves. I have had clients say, can you muscle test to find out if I should do this or if I should do that? And I can't do that. I'm sorry, but
you can, but your integrity stops you, right?
Well, it's true, but I also believe that asking questions like that, like, you know, show me in the crystal ball the best path for me to take, is actually limiting yourself, because I believe that if you hold a more open view of anything is possible and you just ask for guidance in general, instead of saying, should I do this or that, something else might come to you that it was outside of your initial restricted ideas of either this or that. Maybe something, the third thing, is going to be the most fabulous thing, and you have limited yourself to those two options. So,
oh, that's well put. That is well put.
I prefer to help clients see that the options are exponentially bigger than they imagined, and to keep your questions open-ended instead of yes or no when you're talking about your future. You know, muscle testing is really useful for finding a yes or no answer for something specific in your body or something like that. But for determining your future, it's limiting. It's not the way you want to discover or decide your path forward.
Yes, well put, Shannon, well put. And I think that the book that we're all involved in, if someone is really worried or struggling with soul purpose, what the next good steps in their life plan are, and many, many people are at a transitional stage of life, starting into a new phase of life, that this book really has points of view from all age groups and from all different types of people. And this is a good resource for that. I love what you just said about that, Shannon, is that it's sometimes what you never dreamed of that is your appropriate thing. So open that mindset up. Don't get limited in thinking it's a black, well, an apple or an orange, right?
Right, yeah.
Might be that pomegranate.
Exactly.
Well, it might.
It might. You are absolutely right.
Well, Faith, I've heard you giggling. I think it was you a couple of times. And so let's get to Faith. I want to talk to you about being involved in two different anthologies, two different book projects, being a best-selling author in two different projects. First of all, tell me anything you'd like to share with our listeners about fear, challenges, anything that you had to overcome, but also what's next for Faith Dugan?
Well, I'm very happy to be involved with this anthology. I just to kind of tell you a little bit about that, I got approached by Christine Marmoy, was the person who masterminded a lot of these anthologies and invited me to be a part of Hot Mama and High Heels, which is where I met Anita Sucheski through, and we connected right away, and she wanted me to be a part of her book, which I was happy to do and be a part of, because I think, and then with money you can talk about all kinds of different things, and with the living without limitations, where I kind of speak more on limiting beliefs and things that block money from coming to you in your life. As far as what's coming up next for me, all kinds of projects that I'm involved in, I'm actually going to be participating in a third book that'll be coming in March about sexy secrets to a juicy love life, and I'll be another anthology and of different authors.
Say that again. Just say that again, real slow. I want to live vicariously through that. Sexy, what? Juicy, what?
To a juicy love life.
and are we going to come at it from a prosperous or a money point of view?
Yeah, mine's going to be more of a money point of view as far as being, because there's a lot of things to consider. One thing is your relationship with money. It's a relationship as well. So another thing to think about. And then as far as sometimes money can tear apart relationships when there are money issues. So it's best to fix those if you're going to be in a relationship or looking to be in one.
Yeah,
and,
I think most couples do fight about money, right? Children and
money.
I know.
It's one of the biggest things that people tear relationships apart, is differences in money, the way you think about money, and or how you handle money. Sometimes a saver, sometimes a spender, and just can destroy relationships. Very common. Another thing I'm involved in, too, is a little bit different, more of a business point of view, but it's a telesummit that's going to be in January, from January 14th through 17th, and that's the Unstoppable Solopreneur, which is targeted for solopreneurs in their business and how to make a profitable business from all kinds of different perspectives. And they're having some pretty big speakers on there. And mine's going to be on how to set up your finances in your business.
Oh, that's excellent. So that's coming up in January. So please, I'm going to invite all of you to send me any information that I can promote from the radio show. And if you'd like to be back on the show talking about specific projects that are upcoming, I certainly invite all three of you to do that. This teleworkshop or teleseminar sounds amazing, Faith. That sounds so fun.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for having me here.
Yeah, yeah. And Krista, how are you, honey? Yes.
Hanging
are
in
you
there.
Still, are you with us?
I am.
Tell us where you are geographically right now.
I'm in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
No
sitting in the
way.
Sitting in the cafeteria of my workplace.
No way. I'm an Oklahoma girl.
Are you from here originally?
Well, Oklahoma City, but my daughter.
You're in Houston,
I'm in Houston
right?
Now.
Okay.
I've been in Houston so long, I almost can't remember. But I was in Oklahoma that long as well. And,
okay.
Yeah, so Tulsa, Oklahoma, we're closer than I thought. Because, you know, Hannah Hashim is from Bahrain, Hazel's from London, and I thought most of my guests today were from Canada. So it's a good thing I'm asking. So we could practically just walk outside and say hello.
I would love that. Yeah, I was actually very excited listening to one of your previous broadcasts when you had Beverly on as your co-host, and I realized then you guys were in Houston. I was really grateful then because, yeah, a lot of us are so far from one another, so it felt really nice.
Yes, and the brilliance of the World Wide Web is that we can all be connected. But I'm glad you brought up Beverly because I want to give her a shout-out. Beverly Garland is a friend of mine here in Houston, Texas, and she is how I got involved in this project. I was the last co-author into the project. I got in like 2 weeks before the deadline, and, you know, I really had to do some soul-searching because I wasn't really sure I could complete a quality project in the amount of time that was left, and that was my major hesitation in going ahead and saying yes. And I, you know, I probably took 4 or 5 days just really thinking what, you know, I wanted to bring to a project like this and if I really could do it, because, you know, sometimes it's best to turn something down if you can't give it 100%. Does everybody agree with me on that?
Yeah, you have to be really, really ready, I think. You don't want to
really
overextend or have it fall on its face.
Right, or not be able to say, you know, I'm really proud of this. So Beverly Garland was the one that kind of talked me through, well, you know, can you move this to later? Can you, you know, get rid of some things on your schedule? How many, you know, she kind of talked me through the steps. How many hours a day do you think that you need? Because, you know, you don't just sit down and write something. It has to emerge, you know? Like, it has to evolve. It's not just a done deal. Like, you don't go and clean the shelves and then, you know, the house is clean. The chapter has to evolve. So she's the one that kind of helped me get through those stages. And I want to thank her again for that. Thanks, Beverly. I know that if she's not listening now, she'll listen in the archives. So, Krista, tell us what one of your challenges in creating your chapter might have been.
One of my initial challenges was finalizing the topic. And that's where Anita was so key in really providing that guidance that you were saying Beverly has helped you with as well. You know, is just really during, you know, the conversations that I would have with Anita, because one of my initial topic, I was really wanting to focus more around emotional detachment and you know, with so many authors, that topic essentially had already been taken. So, and Anita was very cognizant in making sure that we each were able to, you know, stand alone and shine based on what we did bring to the book. So ultimately, when it emerged, as you said, Teresa, around, you know, more around dealing with those prickly personalities and the experience that I had doing that, it just felt really fluid at that point to put myself out there in that way. And it was, the end result was nothing that I had ever even considered at any point up until it actually arrived. So it was really amazing to see that process and see how it did evolve into the final product.
Oh, like Shannon was discussing, that when you open up that creative world, sometimes the jewels do appear, jewels you wouldn't have even expected. I love that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's amazing. So what is something exciting coming up that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Well, right now, getting through the holidays, but mainly just really staying focused. And, you know, I really love listening to Faith speak and Shannon as well because, you know, we have such a great opportunity to keep in touch with one another. And I would say that, you know, the monetary aspect for me has been something that has been a big struggle. You know, the last 3 or 4 years has been really tough. I had my son in 2010, and he's going to be turning 4 in August of 2014. And, you know, that's such a huge life shift. And so for me, as far as this amazing accomplishment of becoming an internationally best-selling author, I just want to expand on that. And I look forward to speaking engagements. You know, nothing is in the pipeline as of yet, but that's part of where the magic happens is just setting that intention and just putting it out there and just knowing that, you know, more amazing things are to come.
Yes, good point, Krista. And I do think that that should be part of our show today, is that we kind of talk about what kind of opportunities do open up when you make the commitment to get involved in a project and when you follow it through. Because the marketing opportunity, many people in my family, many people that, you know, saw on Facebook and stuff like that, they think that, I mean, I just want to be, you know, very respectful when I say this so that everybody understands that I mean it from the right place, but they think that that might have been a huge windfall of money. You know, what I'm saying is that, you know, I might have gone like the lottery winner. I mean, my mother's like, oh my goodness, you know, and I'm like, well, Mom, you know, it's, I mean, did anyone else experience that? Well, it's going to be a great Christmas, isn't it? Well, but I want to share with the listeners what this is an opportunity. You see,
what this is
a designation that is a money-making opportunity, but it's not like it used to be. This is Amazon.com that we're selling our book on. There's an opportunity here to use the book as a product on our website. It's an opportunity to use the designation on our resumes and biographies that make us seen as an expert in our field, but it's not the end of the journey. It's actually the beginning of the journey. And Shannon, darling, you are really good at marketing. I wanted to just say Shannon Staples is an excellent marketer, and you market yourself beautifully and brilliantly. So I wonder if you had anything that you wanted to add to what I just said, and maybe share with our listeners some ideas.
Oh, my. Well, thank you. I hadn't really thought of myself that way, but I appreciate the compliment. I totally agree with you. The book, for me, was not a means to make a ton of money on book sales. It was an opportunity, like you said, to put myself out there first. It's like an evergreen kind of marketing thing. My name is in a book. My contact information is in a book that's going to be on people's bookshelves for years to come. So that's one aspect of the marketing of the book that is really beneficial. But also, Like you also alluded to, it's about building your own credibility and having that designation that can open doors in other areas for speaking engagements or for anything that you want to promote yourself in. You get to add international best-selling author after your name. And that holds a lot of weight, actually. So for me, yeah, it was about the opportunity, the doors that would open. And it is just the beginning. My plans moving forward. Yeah, my plans moving forward are to do to build out a group coaching session for law of attraction and to do some speaking engagements and things like that. So, and also to continue doing one-on-one coaching as much as possible. So I'm hoping that in the future I may end up using the book as a bonus for different things. And there's lots of ways that you can use it, which I'm looking forward to exploring myself still. So.
Yes, and the benefit of being involved in a first-class team, everything about this project, and if anyone out there is thinking of getting involved in a compilation situation, you know, there's a lot of opportunities out there. I, myself, once I got involved with Anita Sucheski's compilation opportunity, or an anthology, as I prefer to call it, I was probably offered another 6 or 8 opportunities to be in a compilation, and some of them were very good and some of them were not so good. So I highly recommend that you not only explore the what's right in front of you, that, you know, this opportunity, but you also explore the entire team, because I'm sure that all of us would say without any hesitation or reservation whatsoever, this was a 5-star team, correct?
Absolutely. Yep.
Absolutely. And that's why the results are 5-star. The reviews are 5-star. The results were 5-star. It's very, very amazing. Now, Shannon, where are you geographically?
I'm in Vancouver, Canada.
And that is such a hotbed right now. There are so many amazing people in Vancouver. Who is your ideal client?
Oh, boy.
I'm sorry.
I don't know. You know, I am actually, that's the honest truth. I am still working out who, you know, what my niche really is going to be. Obviously, you know, I'm implementing my energy work, but that doesn't mean that I'm directing my marketing towards people who want energy work, because, of course, I do the coaching as well. And then you know, the energy can come into it if that interests them, but it's definitely not my sole focus. So, my ideal client is still a little bit of a mystery to me. That's part of the process that I'm going through moving forward is working through that marketing aspect of building out my business and figuring out who to address myself, my marketing to.
Well, you know what? It strikes me, and this might be unsolicited advice, but, I mean, that's just kind of who I am. your chapter on removing subconscious stress, I mean, to me, that would be your ideal client, is people who, for some reason or another, people who are amazing in all these different aspects of life that have one area that they're just stuck on. I think that type of person is the type of person that should call you, Shannon.
Right. Yeah, well, I would welcome those people to call me, absolutely, because I love doing this kind of stuff. It's just so fun to me and so satisfying, gratifying to help people through the spots where they feel totally stuck.
And what's your website, darling?
It's highvitalitylife.com.
And is that high, H-I, or H-I-G-H?
H-I-G-H.
Highvitalitylife.com.
That's correct.
Good. And what we should do is post your website, your link to your website on the Gems of Wisdom Facebook page immediately following the show. So I'll trust that you'll be on that, Shannon.
On the Facebook page? Absolutely. That sounds great.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's Gems of Wisdom. We're on Facebook, and I love having the contact information for all of our guests immediately following the show. And I, of course, will post the archive link, which is the same as the live listening link. The link doesn't change. Shannon, you've been a lovely guest, and I'll get back with you to say one more thing to our listeners before we end our show. But I'll be moving now with Faith. How are you doing,
Thanks.
Faith?
I'm doing great. Thanks.
Good. Faith, geographically, where are you?
I'm in California, in the United States.
Which part of California?
I am in an area called Sonora, which is about an hour from Yosemite.
Oh, that just sounds beautiful.
Yes.
Yes. Okay,
what
is that?
We're in the foothills.
Oh, the foothills. Oh, how beautiful. Well, I really appreciate you being on the show today, Faith. You've given us a lot of things to think about.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Did you have any input on moving forward, using the book as a springboard into a new area of your career?
Well, my thoughts on using the book in my career is having that is, For some people, and like I mentioned earlier, I had somebody I talked to this morning who just got the book, who had some setbacks in the last few years and wants to use the book to springboard their life to live without limitations. So I think one of the biggest things that gets in our way, all of us, you know, even us, we're not always living a perfect life. We have obstacles that come up every day. And with those limiting beliefs and things that we feel like we can't do because we have the negative thinking, and negative thinking is everywhere, in the media and the people we know and maybe family or friends, and get us down, or things that are challenges in life get us down. And we need something to help us shift and go where we need to go and live that happy life. High vitality
exactly.
Life, just like Shannon. So,
I mean, aren't we all jumping on board? I mean, I want to be high vitality, just like Shannon.
Yes, exactly, exactly.
You know, so. I mean, we all have these names for our company. I'm Joyful Journeys, you know, and I have people,
yes.
Because I have my Facebook page, Joyful Journeys, I walk into network meetings and stuff around Houston, Texas, and they say, well, hi, Joy. And I'm like, you know, I can go with that. So I just say hi back. But that does not mean, well, I want everyone to understand, that does not mean I don't have my bad days. You know, Joyful Journeys
right.
is the goal. It's not the result.
Right.
It's the goal.
Right.
And I write about stress because I know about stress. It's not
right.
because I've figured out how to not have stress in my life. I've just figured out how
yeah.
to not let it cripple me. It doesn't
right.
mean I don't still have stress. I just
right.
handle it a little differently. I do a radio show. I talk to Shannon. You know, I get involved in a book project so that, you know, I'm with 29 other people that are perpetually posting things that are uplifting. You know, all I have to do
right.
is go to the secret Facebook page and read down, you know, spend about 5 minutes there, and I'm like, okay, all right, now I'm fine. You know?
Right.
I mean, don't we all have things like that we do?
Absolutely. I think that we all need to do something to keep us on track, all of us, in order for us to, otherwise we end up in the downward spiral in our lives and wonder how we got there, but we have to do something every day to keep us in that state where we need to go.
Well,
my name is Faith, so I just tell people they have to have faith.
I love that. That's awesome.
I need some faith.
You've got to have faith.
You can never have too much faith.
Excellent marketing. Excellent.
I can all go on for days with this one, Faith. I love it. What's your middle name?
Jane. Just like
Faith. Jane.
Faith
I
Jane.
Love it.
Yes.
Jane. Well,
when you say Faith Jane, it makes me think my mother's calling me, but I'm in trouble.
I know, but that's good, strong A's, you know, that's a very
yes.
powerful leader type
that's
name,
true.
Faith, Jane, she did good.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, Krista, I'm going to move back to you for a second. And Faith, I will be back to ask you to say a few things, just a few parting words to our listeners. So, Krista, you were the first one to talk about what you're moving forward. Do you want to talk to us about your ideal client or reach out to a certain personality type tonight or today?
Yeah, where I'm finding, Teresa, that I really feel comfortable in working with others is around, you know, self-love, and that does seem to be a common theme with many of the coaches. But really just going inward, and like you were mentioning about Hazel, and really identifying, you know, what are those pieces of our past down in the deep-rooted areas of our past, you know, and those things that we're still carrying with us and how it's metamorphosized into our current life today. And I've done a lot of my own soul-searching to help move myself forward, and it's just been really amazing. So I love to connect with clients that are seeking that, and as well as as we mentioned, the employees. And the other piece that's really exciting for me to work with clients is couples coaching. I've had my share of romantic relationships, highs and lows, do's and don'ts, you know, so it's really exciting for me to work with couples on, you know, a lot of times just basic communication skills, you know, and being able to maintain a level of respect for one another. So those would be right now the areas in which I'm focused.
Well, that's beautiful, Krista, and I will come back to you to give our closing remarks, but I wanted to tell you how much I appreciate you today.
Thank you so much. It's been great to be here with you guys.
Wonderful. And I just wanted to share one of the reasons that I wanted to be involved in the book, and one of the things that I'm using, best-selling or international best-selling co-author, is I am currently writing a feature film. And I wanted, when I went to talk to investors and to talk to distributors and executives in all of these different worlds that I don't know you know, a whole lot about, you know, I'm going to be the outsider walking in. I wanted my resume to say international best-selling author, and that the book, Living Without Limitations, 30 Mentors to Rock Your World, which I'm a member of this project, became an international bestseller in less than 24 hours. And I think that that is going to bolster my writing credibility when I present my very first feature film that I'm writing. It's called Dance to Remember, and it's about the holistic properties and the two things, music and movement, that help sufferers of early stages of dementia and Alzheimer's. And this is my 2014 project. I'm very excited about it. And when I saw how I was able to change my resume, I was thinking, you know, this project is really, really going to come in handy, and very, very quickly. So I do recommend that anybody who has the desire to become a best-selling author, open that up in your mind, like Shannon says. Do some, buy the book and read Faith's chapter about prosperity and abundance. And do what Krista has to say, is really get yourself out of the lack of fulfillment lifestyle and get into a place where you can create what you want and draw an opportunity to you. And any of us, I'm sure, I'm going to make the offer for all of us, you can go to the Gems of Wisdom Facebook page. You can click on the different authors' links, go to their websites, contact them personally, or go to www.livingwithoutlimitations-30mentorstorockyourworld.com and get a hold of the people involved in this project if you're interested, because there's opportunities out there for all of us. All right, so just in a very few sentences, we only have a few minutes left, I want each of us to just say a couple of things. So Shannon, you get started.
Sure. I think I'd like to take it back to what you and I talked about a little bit earlier in keeping your mind open to new possibilities. And I just wanted to share a couple of little affirmations or mantras that I use all the time that really open the doors to having the universe deliver up something new, something better that you might not have thought of before. So two of those things are, what else is possible? And how does it get even better than this? So instead of saying your general affirmations as a statement, I encourage people to ask it as a question and keep it open-ended so that something different, something better may even appear in your life.
Thank you, Shannon. You're a treasure. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Faith, your last statements here?
My last statement is, I just encourage everybody to get a copy of the book, Living Without Limitations, 30 Mentors to Rock Your World. I think it's a catalyst to help you get to that next level, to keep you in a state that you want to be in, to achieve whatever it is you want to achieve, whether it's prosperity, whether it's love, whether it's health, whether it's reducing stress or dealing with other people. But I think that it's really important to live a life without limitations and allow us to help you remove obstacles from your life and achieve what you want to, because it's there for you if you want it. So I wish everybody abundance and prosperity. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Faith. I can't wait to read your chapter in more depth. I kind of skimmed it. You know, I skimmed the book, but I'm very excited. I'm very excited to read your chapter. And so, Krista, we're back to you, honey. What are your final words today?
My final words would be, you know, it's been really interesting to see people and the look on their face when I say, oh, I'm a life coach. You know, they're kind of like, well, what is that? You know, you get the blank stare in response. And so I would just encourage everyone to explore the opportunity to work with a life coach, to really have someone that would be that completely objective, tough, loving supporter of whatever your life goals are. And even to the point of, as we've mentioned throughout the show today, of, you know, you may not know what those goals are, but working with someone that is skilled in helping you gain that clarity to move your life forward and become prosperous and abundant. So that is, it's just so exciting. It's extremely exciting.
Well, my final thank you to all three of you ladies. You've been wonderful guests. It's been a wonderful show. And I also wanted to encourage the listeners to check out the archives in the past several weeks, because I've had about 12 of the different authors, and we also had, 1 week we had Anita Sucheski, who's the compiler and the leader of this project. So check it out if you'd like to hear the authors speaking, or check us out at Amazon.com, Living Without Limitations, 30 Mentors to Rock Your World. And I'm going to take you out today with one of my favorite songs, my gift or my wish for humanity, and I wanted to remind all of you that I'm glad our paths have crossed, and may all of your journeys be joyful.
Unite.
and with peace we can ignite the promise of fulfillment that this free will experiment of humankind is divinely right. We've been lost. I pray we're found. But now we must sing our song of love out loud with one worldwide voice. We share our galactic mission to join the conscious collective and bring peace to fruition. Much love.